Hello, my audio boo friends. It is November 10th, 2014. It's roughly 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and I'm off to work a little bit late. I decided to take it a little more leisurely this morning. No reason really why, just I wanted to. It's one of those mornings where I could have stayed home and just done some work around the house, laundry, vacuuming, that kind of thing. We just didn't get enough done on the weekend. And it's always difficult going into work on a Monday morning when your house is still a mess from the weekend. And the week before that. So it was a little bit a topsy-turvy kind of weekend. It started off well enough. Saturday was actually very nice. I got some work done Saturday on some of my reports. Some of you may or may not know, I do. I have a secondary job. I write technical reports from home. So more often than not, I'm relegated to doing those after work in the evenings or on the weekends. And Saturday, my daughter and my wife go horseback riding for about 5 hours or so. And I usually take that time to do a bit of work, clean up the house, that kind of thing. And this Saturday was really no exception. I did get some work done and a few other things that that needed to be done. And Saturday evening, I realized Saturday morning, just before my wife and my daughter were to drive off, that I had forgotten to change the tires on my wife's car. Here in Quebec, in the province of Quebec in Canada, we have a rule that says that you have to have 4 winter tires on your car from December 15th to March 15th, inclusive. And several years ago, I actually bought 4 rims and put my wife's winter tires on rims, bought her a new set of winter tires. And I swap them out every year. So come time, usually around November, and then again sometime in early April, I usually get around to it. And swap either winters on in November or the all seasons on in the springtime. So obviously Saturday evening, around 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, it was decided to go out. I brought my trusty halogen lamp that lights up the entire driveway practically, and set forth to change your tires, which I did, and I did it in about an hour, I would say, or so, with a small jack and a power bar, I guess, on my ratchet set. I have a very long bar. It's about 2.5 feet long. There's another name for it, too. It's power bar or a crack bar, I think it's called. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. So I did that. So I changed that out. And although I didn't get as much report writing as I wanted to do the day, I said, okay, it's no problem. I've got tomorrow morning. I was going to reserve Sunday morning, quiet with my coffee, and I was going to do some report writing. And sure enough, Sunday morning came along. I woke up pretty bright and early, a little bit sore from the night before changing the tires and that, but it was okay. And I went downstairs to my office and sat down and started writing. And I was doing pretty good, actually. I got a good rhythm, and the thoughts were flowing and things were pretty coherent when I lost power. Now, I usually have a habit of saving my Word file every 5 or 10 minutes. Unfortunately, it had reached, let's just say, about 8 or 9 minutes on the 10-minute mark. So I had not saved yet, and yet I had written or typed up quite the paragraph when, pow, the power went out. And, of course, I'm using my Mac Mini, so goodbye document. Well, goodbye everything. Goodbye internet and everything else. So my daughter wakes up and wondering what the heck's going on because her radio went off. Because I guess she kind of snoozes in the morning sometimes and just listens to the radio. So the radio went off, so she says, oh, that's weird, what time is it? So she goes to look over at her clock radio, and, well, there's no time. Okay. And the house is very quiet, and she listens, and she couldn't hear the furnace anymore either. So all very much indications that we had a power outage. So at that point, she must have heard me say, well, to my wife, I said, well, I guess I'm going to go for a walk and see if I can see some electrical power crews working somewhere on the problem. At which point my daughter piped up and said, I'm coming with you. Okay. So we went for a nice walk, nice pleasant walk, in fact, just around the block, really. Just to check out the neighborhood and see if we could see, in fact, any electricians or the electrical power company called Hydro-Québec here in the province, if they were working on, any lines. And we didn't see anything, but there was a neighbor down the road who was outside and kind of friendly, in a friendly manner. I asked him, so, is your power out? And he says, yep, power's out. And he says, I called Hydro. And they said that it'll be back in about 15 or 20 minutes. So sure enough, my daughter and I kept going for our walk. Lasted about 15 or 20 minutes. And when we got back, it was the power was back on. And my wife greeted us at the door saying, perfect timing, because it had just come back on. So, yeah, in working on my Mac, some of you know that I've been having some problems with my Mac Mini. And I've been doing a major, major cleanup of my files. Just archive stuff I had. In fact, I've downloaded about two or three different utilities to look for duplicate files because I found probably 4 or 5 gigs worth of duplicate files throughout both my present hard drive and my backup external drive. So I must say that it was kind of disconcerting because I didn't realize that I was such a pack rat that I would just keep putting stuff away in other folders and just duplicating stuff like that. And that's okay. So what I want to do is get it all down to one unique file in both my backup drive and my hard drive of my machine. Then do a thorough comparison between the two, bringing everything from my backup drive that I don't have on my hard drive over to the hard drive. Then once I'm assured that everything's fine, I'm going to wipe the external hard drive, format it, in the Apple extended format. And then I'm going to do a full backup of everything in my computer and then reinstall Mac OS X, the original one that came with my Mac Mini. Because I want to see if it helps with the performance of the machine at all. The idea eventually is to go back to Mavericks, but I'm a little bit leery. Now, I did notice one thing. Mavericks did have an update that I never applied. So that's very interesting. But I've decided that I'm going to go through with this reinstall anyway. I could just do the Maverick app update, but instead I'm just going to reinstall OS X and see if I can run without going back to Mavericks. And anyway, I'll leave the Audio Boo community with that for now. Thanks for listening, and I will update you all on my progress and let you know if my Mac's doing better. All right, thanks again.